Okay, guys, as we finish up session four here about the battle that we are living in every day of our lives, I want to offer a little bit of counsel at this point. The concept of agreements is one of the simplest and yet most victorious, relieving, helpful tools that we could ever put in your toolbox. Like, honestly, like if I could just give you a couple things, this would be one of them. The idea that the enemy comes through the events of our lives, through childhood experiences, but also things from right now in our adult life, seeking agreements with us. He puts his spin on things. See, people don't really love you. See, you're such an idiot after all. See, you're just a lustful man, or whatever the accusation might be. And here's the tough thing. There's always a piece of data that makes it seem true, right? Like, you're just a raging guy. Well, there is some rage in there, but that's not who you are. That's not the ultimate signature of your identity. So anyhow, the enemy will use data, but he'll put his spin on it, his twist on it. And the idea of recognizing the agreements, breaking them, going back, breaking childhood agreements, and being aware of agreements in our current life is so utterly relieving. So one of the helpful things you can do as you go into the rest of this week is to ask Jesus, what are the agreements I'm making? Lord, what are the agreements that I have made with the enemy about myself, about you, God, about life, about other people? And oh my goodness, like, so simple. The basic step is this. When you see it, and sometimes it comes out of your mouth, right? First, you hear yourself naming the agreement as you look in the mirror or walk out of the meeting that you're so frustrated from. When you see the agreement, you stop and you say, okay, Jesus, I see it. I renounce this agreement in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. And you name it. I renounce the agreement I've been making all my life that I am nothing but an idiot, or, you know, whatever it is. You break it out loud if you can. Like, wait till you can, you know, get back in your car, get a private moment, and then just renounce it and embrace the truth and invite the Spirit of truth in. Jesus, remind me what's true here. I'm yours. I'm loved. I'm chosen. I actually have been made holy by you. Now, one more thought that will be helpful this week, because the whole idea of the war that we're in has got a lot of dimensions to it. And, you know, some of you, this is some new territory, and others of you, you are aware of very significant battles that you're facing. If you have not tried the daily prayer from our app and from our website, really want to recommend it. And honestly, here's the test. Just give it 2 weeks. I just ask you for 2 weeks. Generally, you don't have to do it every single day, but like, give it 2 weeks. Pray the daily prayer. You can find it on the Wild at Heart app. You can find it on our website under prayers, because it's a way of pushing back the battle far enough that you can get some breathing room and you can get some clarity. And it's all scripture, and it's just announcing who you are and what Christ has done. And it's doing what James says, to resist. We resist the enemy. And there is some breathing room that's available there. So those are the two things I'd encourage you to do as you head into the week. Be aware of the agreements and begin breaking them. And give the daily prayer a try.